We will go over some, I guess, a random selection from the last few pieces that he has on Tfilo. Most of them are B'shem Yitro. After that, we'll go into his Ha'aris on Talmud Torah. So today will be mostly Divrei Halacha that he mentions over here. He mentions one Halacha, also B'chol that you're not allowed to be over anywhere, even on the side of one of the mis of someone's davening. Rabbeinu when he would have to go out, Oishin in case you didn't want to disrupt people. But so, now the problem is this is Alpida Zayar. Now in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that. Well,
like Mark just says in front.
Right, Shulchan Aruch says also lav or kenegad mispalim b'toich dal ames. The Magen Avraham says, "Ubazayir isa l'chol tzad." So now you're going back to the general rule when it's a stira between the zayar, the nistar, and the nigla. What do you do, etc.? And you follow the rule. And the Gra essentially being is saying to be choishesh for the zayar. Sounds good. L'maisa. The Gra over here in the expanded Keserosh, it says on this Amar Rabbeinu B'shem Rabbi Agra Chaim Lozman would say B'shem the Goyim Shazor HaKadosh the Zohar Einu Mechulik B'shum Mokoy Mima Gemara is never a steer to Shas Bavli Achein however Sha'olam Einu Miyadim HaPshat the people don't know how to learn and they're missing the Pshat either Oy Bagmara B'Zohar Zulas din echad in any noy kizar akkadish. Berichu talam is sovel on his bowel. Vagmoy in a muskarak lefonov. Vagamzein a mochol krek machmo yoiser. Even here is the closest you'll get to a steer between the Zohar and the Nikola and Minister. Zohar is like the Goyim. It's a nidokin shum steer. Suvishin. There's no steer between Nister and Nikola. And Rabbi Lopiansky was telling me a mashal for this. It's a very simple why. He says the it's not two separate things. It's two perspectives how to see the same thing. How could they be a stira? Is imagine you look at this wall, right? I'm looking at this wall and there's a window. And I measure from here to here. The window is 2 feet. Off from the side and another 3 feet off from this side. Now, if I go from the outside and I measure it, it's also going to be 2 feet and three. Oh, yeah, no. Not a steer, right? Here it's 2 feet and there's 3 feet. What's the difference? This is from the inside, that's from the outside. I'm measuring the same thing, it's just measuring it from a different perspective. When you're seeing the nigla and the nistar, you're seeing the nigla and the nistar both of Torah. How could there be a steer between that? It's the same two side ways to see the same thing. It's a depth in the same th concept. So there cannot be a steer. Is there something on the good? Right here. Okay, yeah. There are some places that seems like a little bit of a steer.
Last night, any of the Zayers from last night?
Last night, a steer so much, but.
Cumberland, Springfield.
Okay, right there. Okay. Allow me Gimel. Also, if Soya Gimel Psyois Lachrov. You're not allowed to step, take 3 steps back. You could add extra tefillos. You're allowed to completely get involved in something else. It's not like, you know, as he's bavarning. Don't think that until you step it back, you're still considered that you're part of Shemoneh Esrei. You're not. Right. This is interestingly. You should not be adding. You should not be adding viduyim. Ra kishiyoshav al eizadavar avera if you didn't avera, to do tshuva with charata kabbalah al haba, oz yizvada alzeh b'shmoneh and then do shmoneh esrei. Zul azeh aviduim kishir ba'alma. More than that, you're not saying anything. So, I think what you're trying to say is, don't overdo the viduim as if you're doing such great tshuva. Like, buddy, who are you fooling? Who are you kidding? My son.
Still coming off that you don't have kavanah and shmoneh esrei.
Right, exactly. So, like,
He rather than learn that, we need Mark.
no, he did, but he said, you don't come, we should daven anyway.
I
But,
think the Gemara is going specifically on the second time
right,
around.
that's when, if you don't have kavanah, don't do it. Okay. Okay, next halacha is very important. Yuta de Sidra. So there's a big problem. Are you supposed to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish when you're Bechidus? Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish Hashem Tzvakos,
Maybe.
when you're davening Bechidus, should you say Kaddish or not?
Oh,
So we say Kaddish, Kaddish,
Brits Krishna.
well, we say it three times. One is in the Chazar Shashat, that one obviously only say B'tzibon. Then we say two other times. One of the times is in Kriyat Shema, and one of the times is in Kedusha DeSidra and Nevelat. If you don't have a minyan, should you be saying that Kaddish Kaddish? So the Gra has an interesting shpalt. It says the Kedusha DeSidra you could say no problem. Then one Nevelat. But the Kedusha in Birkas Kriyat Shema you should not say if you're in Yechidus. And if you get up to it when you're in Yechidus, what you should say is, and then you should say Kedusha Ke'echad. Aimrim Kaddish 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 Hashem Tzvakos. You should say it as like a hemshech, or you should say it with the trap. Okay. Basically, you shouldn't say bechidus. That's the point. Yeah. Even though you shouldn't say bechidus according to the Gra, if you're davening with a minion and your Gra can't keep up with them and you're late, that's okay. It's only if your mom is davening bechidus. I'm not sure why, but that's what he says. Okay, again, another it's a random assortment of things here. Here. We spoke this out that he did not say a bracha on Hal on Rosh Chodesh. He held the ground. You should be very medactic in the words. Leah is zar b'diktukei teivos umitagim b'makom shenishtana apirish.
Of what?
When you say over the words.
And where?
In all tandem.
Oh.
K'mo lasech rivina vina agigi bina right.
No what? Where's hagigi?
In the pasuk in Tilmer.
Yeah, but what do we say in the davening?
What?
What do we say in the davening?
I don't know. Bina agigi lasech mi vina. Is that what it? No. Really? It's lasech mi vina?
I suppose I'm saying lasech mi vina.
I'm saying lasech mi vina. Right, bina, not bina, bina, and it's bina hagigi.
It's a vase versus a vase or mila el mila ra.
No, mila el mila ra. So most words are mila ra, right?
Yeah.
So it's second syllable. So it's bina,
yeah.
Right? As opposed to bina hagigi is a verb. So that you say on the first syllable. So he's saying you have to be careful which syllable you put the word on. You should say shvanach, shvanach. You could change the word. Okay? So be careful not to change the word when you're saying it incorrectly and say, make sure you say the words correctly. Now, the next one is a Pi Kabbalah. The Kram Lajna in Rachaim is very busy with this. So, this Litzayer Kol Teva, Litzayer Kol Teva, Shebatfila, Kechsava, Boisi Oiseha, Umoil Me'oid Lekavana. Every word that you say, you should picture the spelling of the word in your mind as you're saying it. Letzayer kol teva shebatfila hichsava beoisi oisea umoyil meoid lekavana. That helps a lot with kavana. Yeah, well, I'm saying. Well,
I think that would.
This is a Ben Ishchai brings this from Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner. Yeah, Ben Ishchai brings nas Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner nasan eitza lechol adam sheyetzayer b'daita tzura soisia shemoytzim mipiv v'idei kach machriach shetekavana sheshleima v'taima v'nimu koimai. It's a good thing. Me, who is a king, he has shalom his power in Matsibor. It's a possible down on the minion. The Mukh Shiarech Harbet Philosophy. So you can't really do this. Akbar Brochu Shayna Babad. But if you want to just do for the. Because right now you could. Okay. Fine. He says here, Imra Adam Shehispalo Vloinene. Someone saw that the tefillah was not answered. Yachzer v'yispalo, he should daven again. Dinosoid based tefillahs. Because sometimes there's a kerch of two, which is a soid. Belachash v'chazar sashatz. And this is the Indian of chazar sashatz.
If you're not answered within 5 minutes, you're dominating. Like, what's the gather like to wait? Not for Panos, right. And then you don't become a millionaire after Shmonesrei, so you have it again.
Okay, for a valid question. So he's saying there's a back to back tefillah. So he's saying a big insight here that the tefillah of shatz is completion of the tefillah of the yechidim. The way the Tzilas Shatz works, it makes you from davening a single Shemoneh Esrei to davening a double Shemoneh Esrei. In the middle, you should be shtung tzu to the Shatz and listening. And Kav Chomer, if you think about trying to say Amen the way you know, when we were talking about saying Amen, it's virtually impossible to do that if you're not following inside and paying attention. So in the middle, you want to have that back-to-back Shemoneh Esrei punch. This is the way to do it. All right?
I forgot to tell you about something, a little thing.